How dramatically different is the style of team you're playing this week as opposed to last week? Is there anything similar at all in terms of
different type of run schemes?
Yeah.
Downhill, counter power run schemes, play action shots, mm-hmm. quarterback running. You know, there's some differences. But the key is to playing good defense, stay the same. Setting edges, using your hands, getting off of blocks, tackling in space.
Some players last week said they ran through the Dolphins and against you guys in London. Do you agree with that? And how do you fight that happening again in the future?
It was actually different personnel groups than the Dolphins did. What we didn't do is tackle the ball around the line of scrimmage. So the corrections in this case were pretty easy. Now, it's athlete on athlete, so, you know, simple corrections, but we got to make the plays. And, you know, we have made those plays. So we're looking forward to this week and getting to show what we've corrected.
Did it kind of leave you scratching your head because you guys had been tackling significantly better and playing better defense? Did you sort of kind of wonder, where's my defense?
Well, number one, it's not mine. Number two, it's the Raider defense. Number three, we've been steadily improving, and then we missed some tackles early in that football game, and we got to find a way to get them on the ground. So, like I've said before, we went in at halftime, and we looked at each other, and we said, it's time to be us, man. It's time to stay in our process. It's time to get after these dudes. And we went four straight, three and outs. So we want to stay in our progression. We want to be us. It's about us, as you hear from Coach Tony and as you heard from our defensive players. And that's what we're focusing on this week, is taking care of us, making sure we're right in our gaps, making sure we're working together correctly, making sure that if somebody does miss, the other guys are running and hitting with the correct angles and going and playing. There's some passion things that the Raider Nation saw against Kansas City, and we're excited to come back home and play in front of the Raider Nation, and obviously a backyard football game. You know, those are the best kind when you're growing up, backyard football. A little like that. So that's what we're excited about, an opportunity to show where we've grown. 6.5 out of 7 games are process, our identity. That's what we're excited about showing.
Sure, you're gonna put all this stuff aside and in favor of what needs to be done on the field, but I mean, you grew up here, you cut your teeth as a coach with the Niners for a lot of years and a lot of coaches, and now you're here. Where does all that stuff enter into you? Where do you got to think about it a little?
Well, number one, I don't like answering questions with I prefer we, as you guys know. But very, very fortunate as a football coach, as a young man from the Bay Area, growing up here, and to be a part of both two great organizations, and to be around great coaches and have the opportunity to learn from them, and great players in both places. That's an honor and a privilege. But all that said, one of the greatest things is this environment, these two teams in this environment. And that's what's good. That's what's special about this week. You've heard from Coach Tony and some of the players about what this is like. And this is like backyard football. This is exciting. So about me, I just feel fortunate to be having been around great coaches and players. But it's about this team and our progression, and that's really what we're focused on, playing together and our passion and how we chase the ball, because that's what the nation deserves, and that's what we want to see on defense. Silence.
Good. Are they still doing, I mean, and you're looking at their offense, obviously, but are they still doing a lot of the same things on defense they've always done?
Mm-hmm. They do a nice job. They're physical. Mm-hmm. They play together for a long time. They come downhill. You know, they have good edge rushers. They mix their coverages. You know, we've seen when you play the same divisions, obviously playing the NFC West this year, we see them on film a good amount. And, you know, having been around that group of players, it's a great group of men, and they're physical. So I'm excited and proud for all those players that I was around when I was over there, and coaches and everybody learned a lot and had a lot of good times and started the process of turning that defense. So it was a great opportunity.
Good. Did you get, you know, obviously the record or everything's not what everybody wants, but in terms of professionalism, approach, did you get everything that you'd hope to get from getting Carlos Rogers and Terrell Brown over here?
Professionalism, approach, yes. They know what's happening to them, and they're able to communicate that. So the communication level and those things was very good from those two young men. And they've helped our young guys, young corners and young guys through the defense. They're great reference points, and they both made some plays. So hopefully T can continue to make some more plays and help us keep learning how to work through this process. And I know I said that word a lot today, but that's what it is. You got to eliminate the ups and downs. You got to learn how to bring it every single week. And so that's what we're working on. Those guys help with that.
And Terrell said yesterday, he goes, you don't go back and change it, and I wouldn't change a thing. You know, I signed where I signed. I left this locker room and everything. But that's the way he's that you. That's the guy you've seen all year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He is what he is. That's a NFL phrase, right? But he's confident. He knows what Rouse looks like. He's a professional. He studies. He works. He takes notes. He's what you want in your locker room.
I mean, this question only half facetiously. When people leave a place, they always take something with them from their office. Did you bring anything from there?
Playbooks, schemes,
seriously,
blitzes.
What?
Blitzes, okay. 8-man drops, because you know I sit up here a lot and I say we can bring 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 guys. Mm-hmm. So I learned a lot having the opportunity to be around.
I guess I've seen paper clips, paperweight, anything.
I have a little badge that says, hi, welcome to Candlestick Park. That's the only thing I have from
there.
I did one time the piece of glass fell down in the press box, so it hit my head, so I have a bloody visor, because you know, guys know I wear a visor all the time. So I was bleeding on the visor, so I have that visor because it was completely red and then more red. So you never know what's going to happen in a football game. Mm-hmm. So I have that. A few other things, but I won't tell them all.
What was the badge? The Welcome to Candlestick Park.
It's just a little pin that I got one day. They were giving it out.
Oh, okay.
I liked that. I have a couple game balls from some good wins.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, we're focused on right now.
I know, but.
But those are special moments. There's special people. Special people that we were around. That's for sure. I like the question. That's it. Did you have anything, Scott?
Yeah, I was just sort of thinking, like, given that they know you well and you know them well, do you almost have to be like, all right, are you more apt to get creative, to go maybe away from some tendencies that they might think that they know? Is there that kind of chess match going on maybe mentally between you and guys you know real well?
For us, we want to play within our identity and keep within our calls, but then move them by down and distance or whatever. So we make subtle tweaks weekly that this guy blitzes instead of this guy, something like that. But we aren't going to leave that process, because that's our process, which has improved as this season went on. We're going to stay right with it. So regardless of the opponent, that's what we do. And we want to keep it in that mix so that our guys can play fast.
Is it? I mean, it must be difficult to replicate Kaepernick's mobility, but does that kind of complicate your preparation, his ability to get outside and run?
We've seen some other guys this year that can run. Now, he's really fast, but we've seen some guys this year that can run, so that helps us. And we've built some schematically. We've done some things this year against different quarterbacks. So we've seen it some, and that helps.
Is he the most athletic quarterback you faced this year?
I think he's the fastest. He's very fast, and he's got a very strong arm. And I know there's some criticism in those things, but he's a good football player. I mean, good football player. So I think he's the fastest straight up, but, you know, there's some quicker guys, but he's a good player. Good player. Real strong arm. That thing is a cannon. All right, go Raiders.
Thank you.